A Gitavach. So I'll tell you Maisa, you know, there was a Yid, a chassid of the first Lubavitch Rebbe, the Baal Tanya. His name was Rav Yosef. This Yid, Rav Yosef, was an Erlich, a God-fearing Jew, a bechassid of the Rebbe, and a wealthy business person. And so one time, he travels to the Baal Tanya for Yechidus, to spend some time with the Rebbe, to get a bracha and so on. And when he's in the audience with the Baal Tanya, so he says to the Baal Tanya that he's going through very big difficulties and challenges in business. And, you know, his business has taken a turn and it's very, very difficult. And he's asking for a bracha. So the Baal Tanya is quiet. And Rabbi Yosef continues to talk and he says, and the real reason, Rabbi, the truth is, the real reason why I'm asking for a bracha is not so much because of my own parnasa. Listen, I'll make it work. And if I have personal struggles, I trust Hashem. I wouldn't bother him for that. What's the problem? The problem is that if my business goes under, so then I have Jewish employees, I have tzedakah organizations that depend on me, I have debts to other people that I won't be able to pay, and it's going to cause a big chilul Hashem. It's going to cause a big chilul Hashem. And so my responsibility in life is to make a kiddush Hashem. And so what bothers me about me not having a parnasa is that I'm not going to be able to be mekadoshim shemayim, to sanctify God's name. The opposite, God forbid, God's name will be disgraced. And so that's why I'm asking for a parnasa. Baal Tanya is quiet. And Rabbi Yosef continues. He says, I'm telling you, Rabbi, I mean this bemes. If it was just for me, I'll accept whatever Hashem wants. But what about the chil Hashem that's going to be? Baal Tanya the whole time had his head on his arm, in his hand. After this, Baal Tanya looks at him and he says, Until now, you've told me what you need, but you have not yet told me what you're needed for. And with that sentence, Rav Yosef passed out. He fell faint on the floor. The Chassidim heard a noise. They rushed in. They revived him. And so Rav Yosef, after hearing that sentence from the Baal Tanya, you've told me what you need, but not what you're needed for, he changed his whole approach. He calmed down and, you know, he went to go daven and learn and so on. And slowly but surely, his business went up and everything was successful. But that's a very, very strange response to the Baal Tanya. You've told me what you need and not what you're needed for. If anything, this Rav Yosef was telling the Baal Tanya, you know why I need a parnasa? Because of what I'm needed for, to sanctify Hashem's name. He's not being selfish about it. The opposite, he's trying to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem with asking for parnasa. What does the Baal Tanya mean? You've told me what you need. It's not what I need. I'm telling you what I need. I need this because I want to be Mekadosh Hashem's name. What the Baal Tanya was telling Rav Yosef is a very, very deep idea, which is that it's not necessarily up to us to decide what mitzvah Hashem wants us to fulfill at what time. You know, the fact that Rav Yosef wanted to sanctify Hashem's name through paying his debts and through giving the amount of tzedakah that he usually does and so on and so forth. Of course, that's a great thing. That's a beautiful thing to be able to accomplish. But if God says to him, but if God through Hashgach is telling him, I want you to fulfill other mitzvahs right now and maybe to sanctify Hashem's name in other ways. So a person has to be humble enough to truly do what Hashem wants and not what you want. In other words, to decide for oneself and say, this is how I decided God should be served. That's about you, that's not about God. And so the Baal Tanya is telling Rav Yosef, you've told me what you want. In other words, what do you want? You want to be Mekadosh Hashem's name in this particular way. That's about you. So you've told me what you want, but not necessarily what you're needed for. Because it's true you're needed to sanctify Hashem's name, but it's not necessarily up to you to decide in what avenue and in what particular way. You could figure out other ways to sanctify Hashem's name. Amongst those people, you'll figure it out. But don't decide, don't come with a certain assumption about how God should be served. It's not about you, it's about Him. And the more a person humbles themselves before Hashem's will and say, you know, Rabbanu Shalom, I'm here to serve you on your terms, and tell me what you need. And I'm not going to assume, I'm not going to presuppose upon you, so to speak, an assumption about how you should be served. You tell me. When a person goes with that humility, then they're Rabbanu Shalom, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. We bend our will to Hashem, Hashem bends His will to us. And just like in that case with Rav Yosef, once he sort of calmed down and he let go of his assumption about what it means to sanctify Hashem's name in that particular way, then Hashem said, okay, fine, you know what? Once you've been humbled and once sort of you're accepting that, then I'll give you the pranas and you'll be able to mekadesh Hashem, my name, in the way that that you're accustomed to doing so. But that's the humility that the Jewish people need to have and the Jewish person does have naturally. We should be zoch to embrace that humility, to be able to mekadesh Shem Shemayim in all ways, in Hashem's terms, and be zoch from there to all the bracha and all the shefa that comes with his kashrus to mitzvahs and his kashrus to Hashem Yisparach. B'bi'ez kol tzedek v'rachamim, v'mehir v'imeinu, amen.